That's a nifty tune. My good friend Bill Leverty crafted that, he and his band. All right. This is Who's Talking, Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, and now Chris Sill is going to fire away with the Olympic Sports Report.
All right, thank you, Frank. So right after the basketball game, the men's tennis team had a match at Boar's Head against Arkansas. They won 6-1 and advanced to the 2013 ITA National Team Indoor Championship. So a big win for them, although it was expected. In women's basketball, we defeated Wake Forest 69-64. In wrestling, the number 11 in the country Cavaliers beat NC State 32-7. Swim team had a great weekend as well, swept Tech in Wisconsin over the weekend, both men's and women's. So overall, it was, another great weekend for UVA sports.
And what's interesting is this coming weekend, Ahmad Brooks and Cam Johnson wearing the San Francisco 49ers jerseys will be participating in the Super Bowl. Hobo.
San Francisco?
I tried.
That's the that's the way the locals pronounce it out there, you know.
Frisco. I should have just said Frisco.
49ers. But anyway, no. Well, 49ers. Good luck to them. My Steelers aren't playing, so I'll just kind of watch, you know, have a couple of Doritos and maybe a cold beverage.
Well, we're still there. Good buddy Heath Miller is rehabbing from knee surgery.
Yeah, that's not good.
But, has got us bummed out.
Anyway, how about the ACC schedule? We've talked a little bit about NC State and Virginia. Big game tomorrow night. North Carolina goes up to Boston College. That could be a tough challenge for the Tar Heels on the road. You know, BC, you know, they kept saying during the broadcast on Saturday, Frank was at the game, I wasn't, but BC had lost like four or five games in the league, but all very close until the Virginia game.
Yeah, all the margins were by like 3.5 points before the UVA game. So they're definitely a talented team.
So this might be a trap game for the Tar Heels.
Right.
Chestnut Hill is no picnic. Duke at Wake Forest.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, Wake beat NC State at home last week, and then they go to Atlanta and lay an egg. So, the league is really interesting this year.
That's a dangerous game. You got Georgia Tech at Clemson tomorrow night as well.
I think Clemson probably will prevail at home.
But, I agree with that.
Who does Miami have next?
Miami has Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. Normally, you would think that might be, I think Miami just has too much talent for the Hokies this year.
Hokies might be getting hacked off. You know, sometimes a team, particularly that has a tremendous scorer like Eric Green, this might be the kind of game where the fans rally around the team and the players get mad. They're tired of losing these tough games. And I'm going to predict an upset. I think this is Miami's first loss of the ACC season. And I'm going to go with the Hokies in this game.
Well, the key there is Miami has NC State over the weekend. So, they may be looking ahead. You don't know. But I just think Miami, they have a lot of weapons, and Coach Larrañaga has them playing good defense. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, I would assume the Larkin kid will match up against Eric Green, and Larkin kid is really quick. But we'll see what happens.
We will see, Hobo. All right, upcoming shows, Hobo.
As we said earlier, a former teammate of mine and a good friend, Wally Walker, played professional basketball for a long time, was an executive with the Seattle team in the NBA, now is in financial services out in Seattle, Washington, but he stays in close touch with the team, follows the progress and so forth, so he'll be our lead guest next week, Monday night at 6 o'clock.
And then we have Chris Horn, who will give us the Sabre recruiting report on the Wahoo football program, and National Signing Day is next week, which is it's mind-boggling, and I got word.
I thought it was February 1.
No, it's
February 6th, right?
It's February the 6th.
Okay.
But there's a big, and while we're at it, there's a big celebration being scheduled at John Paul Jones Arena. It'll start at 6 o'clock, I believe. Let me double-check this. Yep, doors open at 6 o'clock, 90-minute event. Meet some players on the current Cavalier football team. Commentary about the recruits that will have signed their letters of intent, which they all fax into the offices in the morning. I'm sure Coach Mike London and some of the other coaches will address the audience. And better still, there's a nice promotion going on. You come down there, and I think you've got Domino's Pizza and Pepsi products and all that good stuff. And
yeah, apparently the signing day is always the first Wednesday in February, whenever that is.
It's a big deal. And while we're at it, let's remind folks that you can contribute to the Who's versus Hokies food fight. It's going on now, thanks to Martin's Grocery Store sponsoring it. You can either go online at www.hokiesversuswhos.com and contribute directly online. Or you can donate non-perishable food items at your local Martin's grocery stores. They've got giant barrels. And it's a great cause. There's no real losers in this. This is all designed to help Central Virginia Food Bank and
beat Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too. But that's not really. It's a
good cause. Good cause. And as Frank said, not next week, the week after, Coach Littlepage, Athletic Director Craig Littlepage will be on. So that'll be a good night if you have a question relative to the athletic department. Good opportunity to call and ask Coach Littlepage directly.
Next few shows, we've got none other than head swim coach Mark Bernardino, and then either the week prior or the week after, we're going to have head lacrosse coach Dom Starshow, which he's always entertaining and colorful.
And a big basketball week, as we said. State tomorrow night and then Georgia Tech on Sunday afternoon down in Atlanta.
Prediction.
I think we win tomorrow night. I think we're playing really well.
Raucous crowd. I'm expecting 12,000 to 14,000 Wahoos.
Close game, but I think we're going to get it done.
Sell it out, guys.
Beat them by one. Go Wahoos. Beat the Wolfpack.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.